Just for Friends.
Just for Friends.
Bon Jovi.
With benefits.
Beyonce.
Red Wine.
Red Wine.
And DVD.
Galleries.
Shawshank Redemption. That's why I heard Sky say it.
Markets.
Must Love Tats.
Oh, Just.
Holding a fish.
Holding a fish.
Holding a fish.
What?
Finding love.
And at the moment, we're finding love, looking for love in the country. Because when you live in a regional, rural or remote location, the challenges are differently difficult. Especially, it turns out, if you're looking for love in the Kimberley and you're Aboriginal. It can get quite complicated, as Molly Hunt discovered in her teens.
I was a hormonal 17-year-old girl in love with the boy of my dreams. He was athletic. He was adorable. He was so funny. And he was my cousin. Yep, I said cousin. I was head over heels for a boy who was related to me by my mother's mother's second cousin's daughter's nephew's cousin brother. You must be confused. See, I'm an Aboriginal woman. That means I have a large family, which is great. But there is one problem. Before you can date, hook up, go steady, toot and boot, God forbid even hold hands with another Aboriginal person, you need to check, are we related? And the reason why I'm telling you this, because I need advice. I've recently developed a little crush on an Aboriginal boy from the Kimberley.
Hey Molly, how you going?
Hi Darren, I'm well. I see we have mutual friends. Have we met before?
Yeah, don't you remember me? I was at Jessica's party last weekend.
As we conversed, I stalked his profile. Purely for research, of course. He's attractive. Tick. He's a black fella. Nice. Tick. We continue to text, and he's actually pretty funny. I think I like him.
So I was wondering, what you doing next Saturday night?
Saturday night? Probably nothing. What for?
You want to come to the movies with me?
What? Like a date?
Yeah, like a date. I'll pick you up at 8.
Oh, okay, sounds good. I'll see you then. Well, I have a date with a handsome black man. I'm feeling quite good. Oh my gosh. I didn't even ask him who his mob is. I didn't ask. Damn it. So I'm here, sitting down on my bed, hot and bothered, with someone who may be my cousin, my uncle, my grandfather, I have no idea. Times like this when I wish there was a guide on how to date a blackfella in the Kimberley. I can't believe there's not a single guide on blackfella love conundrums. I wonder what they would sound like.
So you like someone, and you're itchy for that person, eh? But you're not too sure if you're related. Well, these are the steps on how to date another Aboriginal in the Kimberley. Step 1. Find someone that feels mutually attracted towards you. Step 2. Before initiating any sort of contact, like coffee, movies, dinner, even hand-holding, always ask your parents the number one question. Are we related? Step 3. To avoid any incestual relationship, look through the family tree and connect the dots. Trace back, way back. Even if they are related through your second cousin's mother's auntie's son's daughter, that still counts. Step 4. If your parents are unsure, consult with an elder, like your grandparents. Look for the following. Related? Are they your right skins? Is that right way? And lastly, show respect. If any of your relatives already dated them, give up and walk away because you can't go there. Step 5. By now you should know if you are related or not. If you are, and you say, but it's distance, and proceed to go ahead, then you are proper itchy. Step 6. If the research has been a success and you are not blood, then it's time to ask the person out, which is generally done by saying,
Hey, you pop a lovely thing, eh? Can I meet you or what?
Translates into, Hello there, I think you're very beautiful, and I was wondering if I could take you out on a date. You have now learned the steps on how to date an Aboriginal person in the Kimberley.
But unfortunately, there aren't any guides. So much dating is trial and error. Even my friend Bart knows full well of the hoops we have to jump through. What do you reckon, Bart? Is it hard to date in the Kimberley?
Yeah, I think it's pretty hard. I haven't done it for about 6-7 years, being with my partner since then. But it is cross a few wires when you're trying to find a good looking black fella and that's also not related to yourself or have any cultural connections that may be sensitive. So you got to be really careful, and usually you don't go consulting elders. In the general public, if you're dating someone from, say, India or from Europe, but when you got to date your own countrymen in the Kimberleys, and it probably happens in the Pilbara, and it probably happens over east as well, and down south, you got to be very careful about family ties and who you could be linked to in cultural ways. I think we do a lot of Facebook stalking and social media stalking to find out who these people are and if they're either related or friends, mutual friends with your family on Facebook. Then you probably ask your family and go, are we related to that person or so on. But there's also that cultural background information that you need to research as well. And that's when it comes to talking to the old people and usually they'll still have the connections or know who are connected and pull you up straight away if you are and you always got to listen to the old people. So I've actually experienced that when I was a bit younger. So old people still today that follow that skin grouping sections and who are to be married and who are not to be married and the rest of it. So it's a testing moment in a young person's life trying to find the right countryman to be with, I reckon. You got to be careful. Just take a little bit more time on finding that right countryman for you.
What he says is true. Well, I think it's time to ask my mother.
Hey, look at you. Something wrong with you today. You're looking a bit... I know, you're looking a bit smiley.
Nah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Hey, look here, you're looking a bit smiley, a little bit, dressing up a bit there.
What, I can't look good for myself, or what?
Nah, I reckon there's something else. Come on, what now? Tell us.
Well, here's this boy I met the other day. He's good looking.
I thought so. But wait there. Is he a black fella, or is he a white fella?
Black.
Black fella?
Yeah.
Where from?
I think he's from here.
Family? Do you know his family?
Nah.
Well, do you know who his mob is, from his grandfather's side or his grandmother's side? Both sides, father and mother's side. You don't know?
Oh, I didn't know I had to be a big detective on the first date.
Well, you got to ask him before you even go on that first date. You don't even know. You know that you might be related.
Oh, what do you want me to do?
Well, first you got to ask him, ask him, who's your father's mob? And then you could ask him, who's his mother mob? Look at his face sometime. Look at his face. Some of our mob, they look the same. They do. Look at that nose. Look at them foot. He might have the same foot as you.
Can't be.
True as God. True as God. That's what you got to do these days, Make sure... who their mob is. Gotta go right back. Even country. Right back to country.
What should I do? Should I text him?
Nah, don't text him. Ask him. Actually, why don't you bring him over? Maybe we should grill him together. Maybe I should grill him. I should ask him. Look, I'll track him down, this mob, right down to his dog or his cat or anything, if you have any animal pets or something.
And if we are related?
Sorry, bub. That's where the cookie crumbles.
So I did my research. I rang my grandmother, who asked her cousin's sister, who asked her nephew, and confirmed my suspicions. Turns out, we're cousins. Second cousins, to be exact. Damn. It was so attractive. Well, I told Darren, and as I expected it would go, it was extremely, extremely awkward. And what I've learned through my very weird, very awkward journey of this whole situation is always ask your family. Do your homework. Do your research. But I've also accepted being a black fella in the Kimberley, it's inevitable to date someone you're related to. And maybe that's okay. Maybe that's not. If it gets too complicated, just date a white person.
Molly Hunt with her tales of the intricacies of finding love in a remote Aboriginal community. And Molly's a young presenter with ABC Radio in Broome. And more episodes of Finding Love in the Country in other places and other circumstances in coming weeks here in Life Matters.